a certain job, you might say, well, he doesn't want just you or just me to help him. He wants
someone else.
Or if he wants, he doesn't want just you or just me. He wants.
Yeah, he wants somebody better.
Okay. And say if someone knocked on the door and they asked who it was and it was you and you knew they recognized your voice, you might say it's...
whoever it was, you call their name.
Uh-huh. But if you were knocking at the door and they asked who was there...
well, you'd tell them who you was.
Or you might just say it's...
it's whoever it is.
Would you ever say it's me or it's
yeah,
I?
Yeah, it's me.
And say if the phone rang and then after you talked to the person, someone asked you, was that Jim you were talking to? You'd say, yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It was.
Somebody else, maybe.
Would you say it was him or it was he?
Well, or she. It's he or she.
Okay. And talking about how tall you are, you'd say, he's not as tall as...
you know, as tall as I am, I guess.
Okay, or you might say, I'm not as tall.
I'm not as tall as him.
And so he can do that better than...
than I can.
And you say, if something belongs to me, then you'd say it's...
it's mine.
Or like this tape recorder, you'd say it's...
ours.
Okay, would you ever say our?
Ours.
Okay, and...
or mine and yours or something.
Uh-huh. Would you ever say yourn?
Yeah, it's yourn.
Okay, and if it belongs to her, then you'd say it's...
it's hers.
Would you ever say hern?
Yeah, her. Hern.
And if it belongs to him, then you say
it's... him.
Huh?
It was his. No.
Anything else you'd say?
Well, his or him or something like that.
Would you say his'n?
Yeah, his'n. It's his'n.
Which do you say usually?
Well, sometimes I use both. Just whichever comes first.
Uh-huh. And if it belongs to them, then it'd be...
it'd be theirs.
Would you ever say their?
There. Them. Belong to them.
Okay. And say if you were talking to more than one person, instead of saying you, you might say...
us or our, us.
Uh-huh.
Talking to all of us.
Would you ever say y'all or you all? Or?
Yeah, sometimes.
What do you say?
All of us.
Yeah, but like if you were... say if a group of people was at your house and you were talking to them, instead of saying, would you say y'all or you all or...
a crowd of us or something.
Uh-huh. Do you say y'all much? Do you use that
well,
word?
Sometimes, sometimes no.
How do you use it?
We all or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Or all of us.
Uh-huh. When that woman was leaving a minute ago, I heard you say something about... I heard you say y'all talking, I guess me and her husband.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know if you use that word y'all very much?
Well, that's smart, I think. Because usually y'all come to see us or y'all go and so-and-so. It's usually
uh-huh.
lots.
And say if there was a... someone's car was out in the road, you might say... you might tell them, well, somebody's... if you leave your car there, somebody's going to run into...
you're going to tear it up.
Uh-huh.
Or bump it.
Would you ever say into y'all's car?
Your car, mostly.
Uh-huh. And say if there had been a group of people at a party that you hadn't been able to go to, and you were asking about the people that had gone, would you say who all was there?
Yeah, you'd guess. I guess it would.
Huh?
Yeah, you'd see who all were there.
And say if there was a group of children that obviously belonged to more than one family, and you might ask about them, well, who...
whose children they were?
Okay, would you ever say who all's children are they?
Who all's children, yeah.
Okay. And say if someone had made a speech that you hadn't been able to hear, you might ask afterwards, well...
ask who made it?
Uh-huh. Or you want to know, you hadn't heard, would you say what all did he say?
Yeah, what all did he say?
You use that word, what all?
Lots of them.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay. And